Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We thank you so much for listening. The best radio show in the whole wide world on your radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Our very special YouTube folks who we talk to every day. We love you guys so much. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. At Roto-Rooter, the nightmare before Christmas has a whole other meaning. When the holidays cause havoc on your plumbing, call in the pros at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
There's a lot of trends that I don't like around here.
Oh, you keep an eye on everyone.
Everyone.
You're always watching.
Always watching.
Yeah.
Always watching. Five trends that I currently don't like. Starting at number five. I don't like where Phil's offseason's going. I feel like I'm getting back into a corner.
Yeah.
You know.
I kind of felt bad for you during the 4 o'clock High Hope Shacky baseball report today.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I feel bad for us.
Yeah. I feel bad for everyone. Feel bad for everyone. So the Eagles are going to have a nice parade down Broad Street.
Yeah.
And the Phils are going to let us down again. So just get used to it. That's what the little engine that could Phils do.
Didn't you at one point?
Yes, no.
Talk yourself into. Did you say yes, no?
Yeah.
Yes, that's his new thing.
Didn't you talk yourself? Well, see, now I'm realizing it. You were talking yourself into flexibility for the future.
Yeah, the bridge year.
But you can't.
Really, it sucks to do that.
And also, you can't talk yourself into that when you give 5 years to a 32-year-old DH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't really do it.
It's not really a bridge year.
No.
If they had not signed Schwarber. And maybe signed a younger guy to a 5-6 year deal. Yeah.
And you can't have a bridge here when it's going to be a strike or a lockout.
Maybe.
In 2 years.
We don't know that. We're operating as if there's going to be a 27 season.
Yeah, I wonder if they are.
I think so.
It's going to be tough for all of us. We're going to need 2 Mount Rushmore weeks this summer.
2 Elliott weeks.
2 Elliott weeks. 2 Mount Rushmore weeks.
Bring top back
20.
The,
maybe top 20.
Olympics.
Maybe top 22 instead of top 11. That way it lasts 2 weeks.
Well, top 22, we would actually get everybody in.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
Would Jalen? No, but
yeah.
Top 11 this year could be a little.
It's going to be dicey.
If we did top 11 right now, would Tyrese Maxey be number one?
Ooh, is Tyrese Maxey? It doesn't feel like it.
Doesn't feel like it.
Who's number one?
Trevor Zegras?
Okay. Would Maxey be number one?
I don't think so. I don't feel like people feel like Tyrese Maxey is the best athlete in the city.
I think
Jalen would still be up there.
Yeah, I mean, as the face of the city.
Yeah.
Again, we all have different qualifiers for what we do our top 11 on.
Right. Because it's not the best athlete in the city.
Well, that's for damn sure.
you nailed it.
Yeah. Where's Bryce at?
Dude, Bryce is, I mean, he's down. Schwarber jumps him, right?
Yeah.
Well, one of us has Schwarber in front of him.
A lot of people have Schwarber in front of him.
Yeah. Well, I meant one of us.
Oh, okay. We don't care about anyone else. Yes, I forgot.
So Sanchez?
Oh, yes. Oh, Sanchez. Yes,
Christopher Sanchez. Now, it would be tough right now because it's not Philly season.
But it's still top five. He would have to be a top five athlete.
Is he ahead of Wheeler?
Yeah, based off this past year.
Because Ike is a based off this past year guy.
Yeah. That's what it's based on.
50% past year, 50% career.
And I'm eye test.
Yeah.
Only an eye
test. Maxie would be top three, I think.
I think he would have to be.
I think he would end up being top three.
Yeah.
He has an argument for all NBA right now, which is one of the, to Chuck's point, one of the five best players in the NBA.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Jalen Carter's taking a step down.
Taking a step back.
How far does Saquon drop?
All the offensive linemen get fewer votes this year.
As I had Saquon the number drops. Two last year.
Right, you're the entire offensive line. Yes.
Remember that?
Now Quinn Young goes up.
Coop?
Yeah, well, Coop definitely is.
Well, Coop was not top 11 last year, right?
Well, on some of ours, he was.
I know.
Oh, you mean on the final list?
Yes.
The final list.
Yes, he did not. Yeah, he did not make the final list, right?
He did not. Yeah. He was just outside of it.
Yeah. Well, we'll get Zegras in there this year, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We'll call it Meechkoff off.
Yeah.
Vladar maybe on there. All right. The fourth trend that I don't like is Spike's health.
My health?
Yeah. For those of you that missed it yesterday.
Down or up?
The video emerged of you not being able to stand and get out of your seat.
So it's an awkward spot with the microphone. So you were doing a live thing.
Yeah.
I saw the video.
And the microphone, I don't want to move it all the way out of the way because I'm worried that it's going to break off or something.
Okay.
So I only moved it a little bit in front of me. So I was trying to get out with one. And when you're sliding out, you need that balance. And I didn't have the balance. And I had two choices. I could grab onto the mic stand or I could just fall back into the chair. And I fell back into the chair. And I took one for the team.
I love it.
Because I told Dan to tell Max, our video guy.
You can run it.
I fell down. It's going to end up being a good video. Go ahead and take it.
Yeah. Yeah. You fell so slow.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
because I knew it was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It kind of reminded me of,
Well, go ahead.
Our last president.
I knew that's where he was going.
You thought I looked like Biden?
Yeah.
Little Biden vibes,
Going up steps.
Such a slow, methodical fall.
It was like a methodical fall, too. I was like, help me.
Yeah, that's how it felt. It was, because it was a choice. I was making a choice to fall.
Right.
It was because it was fall or, as I said, grab the mic stand, which I didn't think could support me.
Right.
You know, and it seemed like most people didn't have trouble with the fall. It was the cross legs.
Always the cross legs.
It's always cross legs.
Yeah.
Although that's impressive.
What, that I can cross my legs?
Yeah, I can't cross my legs like
that. Oh, man, why?
My legs are too long, man. Boy, I almost got a 10 inch.
My legs are too long, man. Oh, that's the one. Oh, okay.
That's the one.
Okay. The third trend that I don't like, and this is on display yet again today, is Elliott's Eagle stances.
Wow.
What does he believe in?
He says
in one instance, they're probably still the best team in the NFC. Then thinks they're only going to win one playoff game.
Yeah.
Then ranks them second.
Yeah.
He's just, then says that Stafford. Whatever, at the end there with Jalen.
Yeah, they think Jalen.
The Eagles' offense is better than the Rams.
He was all over the place, man.
You can't. One day he's positive.
Yeah.
One day he's overly negative.
Yeah.
I don't know where does Elliott lie?
Is it possible he comes into the studio on Tuesdays thinking it's his responsibility to make us fight with him?
Probably.
There's no way.
He certainly comes in prepared for it.
There's no possible way he could believe that the Eagles' offense is as good as the Rams' offense.
Yeah. But I do believe he's conditioned himself to be on the opposite side of arguments with us.
Yes, I agree with that.
I don't even know if he knows he's doing it. He just doesn't feel comfortable agreeing most of the time.
Yeah. He did agree. I did beat him down on the Shanahan thing.
Yeah, you did. I was actually surprised. He gave up on that one pretty quick.
Pretty quick.
Because Shanahan was the one he said last year his teams don't play in the cold, right?
Yes.
Right, yeah. Even though in 23 they came in here and they beat the hell out of the Eagles.
And didn't they go to Green Bay?
Yes.
They did.
Yes.
In 10-degree weather?
Yes.
And beat Prime Rodgers as MVP year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He based that off one game against the Bills, right?
Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah. One of one.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of one.
He is different.
Second trend that I don't like is Ike's strength.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What?
Well.
You going to call him Biden,
is it
too?
Going down? Or?
It's going down.
Oh, no.
This door over here.
Oh, my goodness.
The last two days, he's come over, struggled to move it.
Yeah.
And well, are you talking about the one across?
Yeah. This door.
But that door.
It's like a damn blocking sled.
That, you
no, that door
played
gets heavier.
In the NFL, ran into wedges. I Spike's struggling with it. I understand.
I literally thought somebody was on the other side pushing against me.
It
man.
Is an absurdly yes. heavy door.
And it gets heavier every week.
You're right. My strength may be going down. That door is heavy as hell, man.
He's running the blocks.
I'm afraid I'm going to hurt my back opening that door.
I can see that.
I got to literally get down and leverage myself to get in, man, to get in the door to open it up, man.
You're having cold shivers down your spine?
Yeah, man.
Flashbacks?
What is going on with that door?
Well, it's better than the doors we had at our old studios that were made of wheat thins and cream cheese, where you could blow that door open. You could hear everything that was going on
outside.
They went over
top of the soundproof doors this time,
yes.
man. My goodness.
Yeah.
Those you could push open with your, like, pinky.
Yes. Yeah, those doors were a disgrace. At least these are studio
like
doors.
Wheat thins and cream cheese.
Yes.
Nailed it. Yeah. That's on top of your head, too.
Well, I was the program director then, and I remember when we were in there, I was like, what's with these doors? And they said, well, we had to save money somewhere. Well, it's a
the doors?
Radio station.
They save money on the doors?
They save money on the cute little carpet with the pitcher's mound on it. Then maybe that's where you could have saved money.
And it was ugly, too. Yeah. We should have saved money on that.
Yeah, you saved money on our... You didn't save any money on our stupid old logo, and that sucked, too. Give us doors.
It's a good gripe.
Yeah.
It's a good gripe. But the number one trend that I don't like is, where are our callers? Where have they been?
Well,
yesterday,
where's Yoshi?
Yesterday was a disaster.
Yeah.
Amateur hour, first
I enjoyed yesterday.
First 2 hours out of the gate.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of, and this isn't a shot at any of them, a bunch of newbies sliding through after an Eagles game. And not even a buzz shot. It's not a buzz shot.
No.
It's where they're calling like once a week now. They're not
the regulars.
The regulars. And everyone's like, why do you put the regulars on? Because I know what I'm going to get from them.
Yeah.
Right. Yesterday, I don't know what that was.
It
was good to hear Chuck today. But for the most part, nothing.
And
well, how about the guy who said I ignored him? I was talking to you.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear that.
No, remember the guy who called in and said, hey, he was trying to get my attention?
Yeah.
But he wouldn't tell me exactly what I was doing.
That wasn't Stephen West Philly who showed up, was it?
Was it?
It might have been.
Well, Stephen West Philly did show up yesterday.
Yeah, the 49ers
fan.
Oh, no, it wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
No, it wasn't him.
Not only did Stephen West Philly show up, he hung out.
He showed up and stayed.
Yeah,
and was arguing
hours.
With the Eagles fans.
Yes, with everybody.
I heard
the 49ers.
Him. Yeah, I heard him arguing with poor Eagles fans.
Well, then he would go, I love Spike. Spike's my guy. He would say to somebody, and then he'd go, because he knows the Eagles stink. He tells the truth. And I said, well, hey, Steve.
Trying to lump you in with him.
You're trying to get me killed here. Steve, yeah, we like new callers. I want to be clear. But we like mixing new callers in with the regular callers.
Yes.
When it's all new callers, it's just like a grab bag of... We had a guy yesterday call up, and he said he agreed with me that the Raiders win was not that big a deal. However, he had not seen the game. And he was calling from a Lowe's in Kentucky.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
It wasn't Bam.
No, it was not Bam. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40% off any window or any door. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Speaking of Bam, Bam in Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Bam?
What up, Bam?
All right, you ready for this? I got a shout-out to Cameron, yo. Stop trying to come at us on the morning show. Coming at my guys on the afternoon show talking about they always have health problems downstairs taking blue shoes.
Oh, I didn't know we were dealing with, a well performer.
Morning show. Somebody said that on the morning show.
Wait, said
no,
what?
The camera was taking shots about you guys saying that you guys always have health problems. I mean, and you guys have to take blue shoes.
Oh, well, like luck.
Yeah, and
that guy's got...
Is that a response because we got on him about missing days last week?
I'm sure, yeah. It had to be, right? Look, the camera, speaking of the blue chews, he knows he doesn't need them because there's crumpled up tissues all over his solo apartment, and he's got one sock on.
He was whacking that thing. Yep. In case you didn't know what he was talking about, way to bring it home, Fritz.
Yep, and... No, but I was saying, right?
Yeah.
I think I was before Jack came out with the 90s at 4:30 90s.
Yeah.
I got two requests for you.
Okay.
Hey, Jack. Stevie B, Spring Love. And if you get the chance to look up Gangsta Love by Collage and Friends, Gangsta Love describes me back in the day.
Oh, I can't wait till Bam Day when we have Bam in for an hour.
Yeah. We're going to bring Bam in studio in the summer for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. But my I want to answer the Twitter question. I think, was it the fourth choice? Was it Super Bowl?
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think is a successful season for the Eagles this year? At this point, knowing what you know.
They got to win the Super Bowl. Okay. They have to. And my next question, you ready for this?
Yeah. So next question today, because I realize how much I hate the cold now, and I used to like it when I was younger. So next question is, what's something that you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older? So what is it, Bam?
The value of money and versus strippers.
So now
boy.
So now you value money more, and you used to just give it all to strippers.
You just give it all away.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What changed?
What changed?
Yeah.
Growing up and my wife.
Oh.
Well, and
okay. Well,
now for some people, they get married, the strippers become even more valued. I'm glad you went the other way.
Right.
Yes.
So, Bam, I don't want to ruin this because we will have our time, you know, when you're in here and we ask you all these questions. How much would you say that you would be spending on exotic dancers?
Anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000.
Over a decade or?
Over in a night?
In a night. That's when I was still working and I wasn't married.
Oh.
Bam.
How much friction you got worked up on those jeans, man? You're talking about $2,000, man.
Yeah, I don't even... $2,000, I would be in a coma after that.
Now, you know when you know, they say you're young and dumb, right?
Well, young, dumb, it's something else. I mean, bro.
$1,500 to $2,000.
How much?
Yeah. You must have stayed in the champagne room, man. You stayed in the champagne room.
How much did the dance cost? Now, it's been a couple of decades, but what's the dance? What would the dance cost you? $100
right?
bucks?
Yeah. What are you paying?
I think it was like $40 a dance, $50 a dance,
and $1,500 in a night.
Bam.
And then when they come, like, you know, when you go to the strip clubs, you got sections, and I would be with my friends on their birthday, and we just sit there and throw hundreds up.
Do you think your friends were really throwing up hundreds?
I believe it. I saw it.
Ah!
Saw it. Hey, before I let you guys let you go, can I shout out my two bus drivers?
Always.
All right. Shout out to Larry Clark from Community Transit and Walter Martin.
Okay.
I know they listening.
All right, Ben.
Yep. Thank you guys. Appreciate
it.
All
right, Bam. All right, brother. Yep. There he is, Bam from Upper Darby. It must have been before.
He's got to start giving timelines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
we have to find out when the blind thing happened.
When did he lose sight?
Yes. When did he lose sight?
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just saying.
No, well, yeah.
I thought he was blind going to the strip club.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
If he was.
At least I would understand how he's blowing as much money as he is.
Well, I don't know. They could have charged him $2,000, could have had, you know, me giving him the dances. He wouldn't have known the difference.
No, he touches the wrist, I told you.
Oh, right. Well, I have a thin wrist. You'd never know. And I've never done a hard day of work in my life. The skin's very soft. Yep, yeah, a lot of moisturizer.
And you sit with your legs crossed.
I do. Unbelievable.
Oh,
$1,500 to $2,000? Is he getting bottle service? You can't spend that on lap dances, man. I mean, you could.
You could, but it doesn't take that much.
Yeah. One seems like enough. Two, if you're feeling saucy.
Oh, man.
10 lap dances? 20? How late are you there?
That's what I said, man. You must have wore a hole in them jeans.
Yo, are you kidding me? Come home smelling like baby oil and sin?
Oh, man.
Dustin in the Northeast.
He stayed in the champagne room, man. He stayed in there.
Oh, man. Dude, for anybody that's never met Bam, dude, I can just picture it. That was probably a...
Oh, yeah. You think he showed up in his cheerleader outfit?
Oh, God, babe.
The cheerleader at cheerleaders?
Yeah. He was young, dumb, and he wasn't full of the rest of the
night. Right, yes. He was emptied out. I can tell you that much.
And the best was Spike's reaction in the background when he said 15-2. Oh!
Well, bro, I just like, it's been a long time. And
it ain't been that long.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, maybe inflation and, you know, but even, dude, even if the dance was $200, I can
that's still a lot of dances,
eight
bro.
Dances?
If he's really spending that money, he ain't getting a normal dance.
That's why I said he spent a whole lot of time in the champagne room, the VIP area.
He ain't getting it in the corner with his boys, dude. He's upstairs. He's having fun. Spike, you know what I'm talking about over there, big fuck.
Oh, yeah, you know me. Yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, what a show, fellas. Listen, to get to, well, first of all, I don't want to talk about it. I'll let Buzz handle that, even though he had me on hold for 2.5 hours yesterday. But I'll let him handle it tomorrow. Spritzy, welcome to the show. I sent you the text message.
Yep.
Hopefully I see you in the championship.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the real important.
Oh, did you win?
I did win. I did win. The little engine.
We're not doing fantasy till tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Little engine that could.
All right.
Yeah, like a little preview there. The future champs put up a serious number this weekend. Just gotta take a look.
I'm about to take a look. Guys. Yeah,
I'll be seeing you at the draft next year, big fella. I don't want. But listen, the Birds game. I was there on Sunday, and I want to tell you why. Even though it was the Raiders, it was a very important win for this team. They showed a lot of pizzazz on the field, dude. When I go to football games, I watch the game, but I like to see what they do on the sideline. I like to see how they interact with each other. I like to see all that type of BS. What I saw on that sideline, Chuck is absolutely right. These dudes are about to go on a run. And Spritz and Spike, I know you guys don't like him. And Spritz, we hear your little smart comments and under your breath.
Right.
You guys really think Tanner McKee can give us a chance to win a Super Bowl? You guys are out of your minds.
Well, I have no idea. I would not do it this year. I don't know if Tanner McKee could give us a chance to win a Super Bowl. Maybe. I have no idea. Nobody would have guessed that Brock Purdy would have given the 49ers a chance to win a Super Bowl.
You're absolutely right there. Now, I want to pivot to something because they don't get enough love. The Sixers, real quick, Spike. This is why I was happy you coming back to the city.
Okay.
I'm a Sixers fan like you. Like, you have to start watching these boys every night because what Tyrese Maxey is doing on the court right now, for anybody that's not watching the Sixers, they're going to make a run this year too, Spike. And I know I sound like a homer, but if Joe plays the way he played the other night in that Atlanta game, which it was a backcourt, it was complete BS. I don't like Ala. Fully respect him on it.
Actually, I went to that referee's page.
Yeah.
Ala responded.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He responded...
We'll get it in a second.
But he responded to him.
All right.
Good. And to answer your question of the day, fellas, when I was younger, I used to hate the sport. Golf, dude. As I grew older, I can't live without golf now.
Oh, yeah.
Did you play it or watching it?
Both. Well, nah, I can't really say watching it. I put that on a Sunday afternoon to fall asleep. But playing it, there's nothing better, Spike.
Yeah, I wish I could. I feel the same way about it, Dustin. Thanks for the call. I would love to be able to play golf now. I can't because of my back. It'll definitely screw it up. But I know if I didn't have that issue, I would become a golf psycho. You guys ask me, well, how do you have so much time to watch the Bengals press conferences and go through Jack's old tweets? I would be obsessive about golf. I would be a total psycho about golf.
Yeah, I'm with Dustin on that one. Couldn't stand golf.
Yeah.
When I was young.
Yep.
Became an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger became Tiger.
Yeah.
I haven't looked back.
Well, also, it's a nice.
I haven't looked back since.
Here's the thing. You were talking about wanting to stay home, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things as you get older is you want something to do that isn't drinking a bunch or you know, eating a bunch of food. And your options are pretty limited. So you play golf. You have a nice afternoon or morning with your friends.
Usually morning with me,
It's active, challenging. Yep. But if you don't want it to be competitive, you can just go out there and have fun.
Yeah.
I wish, I'm thinking of just, maybe I could, see, I can't caddy because I don't know anything about golf. I just want to go out on the course for the 4 hours.
Just be there,
It, you know.
Yeah, Fritz is going to miss it. He'll be back in about a decade.
So. Oh, dude.
After his failure? Or
well, no, after the boys the grow up. Oh, yep, after the kids grow up.
I am a little hesitant to step on a golf course currently, but next summer. Well,
remember the time when they said you had to drop the ball from your knees and you dropped to your knees?
I know. I know.
That's when we knew you were washed.
It wasn't even washed.
This guy actually played in high school.
It was Mark Elfretz.
Yeah, you're emasculated. I mean, you dropped to your knees. I wanted to go home.
Well, I wanted to go home on the sixth hole.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, we made him.
We had to keep him there.
Yeah, we pushed him through only for the...
Then we rallied, by the way.
The choke of the year.
Three out of the last four holes.
I know.
And 155 out with an 8-iron. Hit that shot a million times.
And then you cursed and threw your club and you dropped...
I didn't think it was all on camera.
From your knees.
I know.
No, you forgot it was on camera.
Yeah. Well, I don't really care.
Wasn't Tucker there?
Tucker was there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was there recording everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I turned away after that.
Most people should.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Hey, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in an easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time for you to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville is Thursday night. Ray Diddy will be there. He'll be signing the Eagles Encyclopedia for you. Food, drinks as well. Final check-in here on the question. What is a successful Eagles season for you at this point? Just win a playoff game, 12.6%. Make the NFC Championship game, 35%. Make the Super Bowl, 19%. 32.9%. Win the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance.
Should I find and play the stripped-down version of One Last Breath that everyone's been DMing us?
I don't look at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even on Instagram?
Nah, I'm out. Like,
you're out on all the DMs?
The DMs, the replies, like, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a million DMs of this the stripped down version.
Oh, like an acoustic version.
An acoustic version.
Oh, would love to hear
One Last Breath.
Would love to hear it.
Should I mix it up one day on here?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you could even do the techno one by the ATLians.
What about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Nah,
the Creed version.
That people send us every year for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
Yeah. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Jackie, how's it going?
What's up, Ed?
What's up, Ed?
So the Eagles are in much better shape than my FanDuel balance is. I am fighting off deposit day with every last breath. So I'm going to have to push my last $7.73 in and hope for the best.
Hey, that's when the best usually happens.
Yeah, does it? Is that what happens?
Hey, you always win that one.
Throw $5 on the Celtics to win the championship at 30 plus 3,500. Just throw $5 on it.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling people to throw $5 on it.
I think Tatum's coming back.
Not your last five. I'm just thinking of any team in the East that could beat the Thunder. A healthy Celtics is the team that I think could do it.
Damn Thunder team, man.
And pretty good.
Man.
Pretty good. But remember, the Pacers took them to 7 last year.
That's
and
true.
And who knows if Halliburton doesn't get hurt.
Think about that. That is true. I forgot that was a damn 7-game series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Now, if it's your last $5, don't throw it on this. But if you have $5 to spare. So, anyway, go ahead, Ed. Sorry.
No problem. So the only thing I'm worried about, I'm thinking about what makes a successful season. And, you know, I'm hoping for at least like the NFC Championship game. I just hope that if we do go to L.A. and beat them, that we're going to come back and it's just going to give Elliott fodder for the we need a dome stadium argument. So I might in that light, I probably don't want to go out to L.A. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I just where we stand with Jalen, it's like I really want to kind of protect his health, but, like, you know, we do have Tanner McKee, so, like, why not just kind of put his best foot forward? You know, if anything else, maybe do more under center play action and, you know, maybe back off the design runs, but we need to have the threat of the run with Jalen if he's in there, or else it's kind of a lost cause, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be a dual threat quarterback without both threats. Mm-hmm. And I think we saw to an extent, I think if we put the fact that it was the Raiders aside, that was mm-hmm. one of the biggest reasons they were able to succeed. I think the number one reason I would say is they did not have many offensive penalties. They were able to stick to the run. But beyond that, I think Jalen running, I even asked Jordan about it last night. I said, mm-hmm. what difference? And it, you know, everybody knows the difference it makes. He said they just, them having to account for him
yeah.
means so much to every other part of the game. It means so much to Saquon running. It means so much to him throwing. Mm-hmm. Because then those linebackers in the middle of the field are frozen, right?
Yeah.
So they can you know, you can pump fake a throw. You can also sort of pump fake a run. Mm-hmm. And you see that sometimes when a mobile quarterback is running toward the line of scrimmage, but also has a threat to pass.
Yeah.
It opens up that pass a little bit too, those guys behind him. So,
well, it always puts the defender in a little bit of quandary because he doesn't know when to come up and commit, or does he stay back in coverage?
Right.
So either the quarterback has that opportunity to take off and get some yards, or that defender commits,
yep,
and he can dump the ball over his head behind
and,
him.
And sometimes it's just a five-yarder that can keep the drive moving. That is one thing.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Wow. The end results were good Sunday. We were trending towards double-digit runs. Remember, they didn't play in the fourth quarter, and he had
right.
seven runs already.
He did, yeah.
So we were trending towards him having double-digit runs. I don't want that.
Yeah, I hear you.
If you give me 5-7, I can live with that.
I think they had three designed runs, and then, like, the thing is with him.
Well, he keeps it.
What's that? Yes.
They run the RPO and he keeps it.
It. Yeah. I think the thing is with him, too, is if he's not going to throw it, I'd almost, or if he doesn't see what he likes immediately, mm-hmm. rather than him standing back
just
there for 7 seconds, just run and get 7 yards or 6 yards and slide and,
right.
and whatever. It is the, I'll bring him up. It's not, Josh Allen has big runs, but it's really the 6-yarder that's there that he takes.
Mm-hmm.
They do a very good job offensively, Buffalo does, of not getting behind the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
They're always moving the ball forward. And him running.
You got a good run game, too. James Cook's a
James
good
Cook's
runner.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. His run game is never, he's never run for 130 yards or something. It's always 7 for 48
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And I think it makes a big help. I agree with you, Ed. I understand the injury fears as well, but I also want to win football games, too. So what's something that you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older?
Man, when I was young, I would always show up to the airport with like 30 or 40 minutes to boarding. Not anymore. 2 to 3 hours for me, man.
I'm a 2-hour guy. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't care what nobody say.
Yep.
I'm getting there early.
Yep.
I kind of like being in the airport.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in there.
Yeah, I know I'm there.
Don't have to rush.
I know
I'm
there.
Don't have to rush.
Also,
nothing worse than rushing to the airport.
Airport beer, underrated. You know,
a nice little airport beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And calories don't count in the airport, so you can eat whatever you want.
We normally find our way to the bar at the airport.
A little tough at 6 in the morning on the flight, or 5 in the morning to clear water.
A little tough for you.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Not tough for me.
My friend Ben always brags that he gets there like a half an hour before. He's like, I never have any trouble.
Nah, that's crazy.
I'm like, Ben,
yeah.
I'm going to be waiting somewhere.
Yeah.
So me sitting at home for an extra hour.
Right.
I'm just going to be anxious about it the whole time. I'd rather just be sitting at the gate. Sometimes I sit at an empty gate somewhere so nobody bothers
me. I
better
grab you something to eat something or something before the flight.
Watch a half hour of a movie on my laptop or something.
Yep.
I got no problem getting there early. 2 hours.
Drop me off an hour before. I'm like, all right, now you got to get through security.
Yes.
You know, because if it's me, everybody's on red alert in the house. If we're flying together as a family, I don't play that. Like,
yeah,
like
2 hours.
We're all getting out of here early.
Yes.
I got to get to the airport early. I'm not running with luggage. I'm not doing all that. Fritz, the last time we ran with luggage, we missed a flight.
We did.
A flight is my worst nightmare.
Well, we missed
a connecting flight.
Flight.
Oh, yes, we missed a connecting
flight. We saw the plane taking off.
Oh, that is.
As we got there. And we realized we're about to spend the night in the Atlanta airport. And for some reason, everything closed at 8.
So, it was unbelievable.
Oh, really?
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, we're in an airport and there's nothing open.
Did you really spend the night in the Atlanta?
Yes.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Me, him, and Marks.
Yeah.
All right. Ava, we are flying direct.
No, that's the last time we were on a connecting flight.
Okay.
Yes.
But we had to be because I had to be back.
Yes.
Saturday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and it was the only flight.
Yeah, it was the only flight that could get me back that night. Yeah.
Then I started playing games with they oversold the plane. And I was like, I'll wait. For more money? You kidding me?
Right, he was one of the guys that, you know, when they offer up the seat.
Yes, my number's so always 1,000. If you can get me to 1,000, I'll spend the night in the airport. I don't care.
Yeah, I had to actually catch a different...
You had to catch
an earlier
flight.
I had to go to a different airline.
Yeah?
Okay.
Because, pay your own way.
Yeah.
So, you know, next question there.
I called COVID.
Yeah, well, I think we all got something.
Oh, was that coming back on the... Oh, no.
It wasn't that time, but it was still...
Well, we slept on the floor.
Yeah, we slept on the floor at the airport.
Well, you don't get COVID from sleeping on the floor.
We get something.
Okay.
I don't know what you get.
So next question today has been, you know, what is something you've changed your mind on as you get older? And let me tell you something else that happens as you get older.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't work as well as it used to.
You can't get it up.
Yeah. Whoa.
He just went for it.
542.
Yeah, yep, all right. He went for it. Well, Blue Chew's there to help you, you know?
That's right. And people helping people.
Yeah, here's the other thing. It doesn't have to be when you're getting older. This can happen at any age. So maybe you're 28, whatever. You got a long-term girlfriend. Maybe you even don't. Maybe you got a bunch of different girlfriends. However it is, they all want you performing at top level. And Blue Chew,
right.
Blue Chew will send you chewables that could get you performing at that top level. Now, it's not willy-nilly. You know, it is a medical product, so they have to, you know, you have to go to BlueChew.com and meet with one of their medical professionals there. But they're not going to make you go, and you don't have to make a doctor's appointment. I mean, dude, nobody likes making a doctor's appointment. You got to wait 4 months for the appointment to happen, and then for this, you have a weird conversation. So no, it happens in 10 minutes at BlueChew.com. And they're also not going to send you to the pharmacy.
No.
Come on. Who wants to wait in line at a pharmacy?
Right to your door.
Yes, in a discreet
package.
And, you know, it's made and shipped in the U.S. of A.
No tariffs.
So it's going to be lower cost than any of its competitors. But what's lower than free? Is there anything cheaper than free?
I don't believe so.
Your first month is going to be free with Blue Chew.
Because of me.
Because of Jack. Jack is paying. That's why he can't park in the garage, because he's paying for everybody's Blue Chew. First month of Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Right.
Your first month is free. Just use code 94 at checkout. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. We couldn't get Jack to spring for that, but that's like $5. So go to BlueChew.com, use code 94 at checkout, and then you can...
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times roll.
Again, no sipping. Just sipping it all night. You're just chewing it.
Sip it all night. Paul in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
What's up, boy?
Oh,
how
boy.
You? What's up, Ike?
What's up, Paul?
How you? What's up, Jack?
Hi, Paul.
What's up, Spike?
What's up, Paul?
Spike, listen.
Yes.
Spike, I got it. I love you, right?
Yes, sir.
You know we won, right?
What did we win?
Which thing? Yeah. What did we win?
Eagles won on
Sunday.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, the game.
Just against the Raiders. Yeah, it was great. Great performance by the Birds.
Okay. All right. So can I ask you a question?
You can ask me as many questions as you want, Paul.
Okay. All right. So why don't you love our QB?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
As a player?
Yeah.
Because I think he is too limited at one thing that is really, really important for a quarterback. Now, he wasn't too limited last year. They won the Super Bowl. But that would be my issue with Jalen. He has a lot of good qualities, but I think his quality that isn't good is a problem. So, but I want him to win. I want him to do great.
That's all we want, too. As a fan base, that's all we want, right?
Yes.
Like, you agree with that, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, so let's hone it in. We only got, what, 3 weeks left?
Yes, three games.
Before the clip.
Yes.
Yep, three games.
Yep.
Okay. So not to stand up all day for Trey like we said with Jack did.
Oof.
No, we ain't do that.
Oh, no standing ovation. We're hitting everything here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then, let's pull. Let's everybody pull together what we think we can do. Does that make sense?
No, but that's fine. That's fine. It makes sense. It made sense. It made sense as you were saying it, though.
Go ahead. Tell me.
In your mind, it sounded a lot different than it sounded to me, but that's cool.
But it made sense that you were saying it.
So you got it, though. He got it, though.
I don't think so, but okay.
No, I got it. Come on.
Hey.
So you said you didn't want the standing ovation like they did for Trey. Is that what you were saying there?
Yes, correct. Okay.
Why don't you love our QB? Why don't you want to give him a standing ovation?
That worked out well for us, for what you did from the beginning of the standing ovation thing.
Wow.
What the hell is happening right
now? I don't know, man.
It didn't work out. Nobody did it.
Oh, I didn't think anybody was going to do it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I thought it would be a good idea, but I noticed that people were split on it, and I didn't think they were going to do it. But I thought it was a good idea. I thought we should try to help the team on Sunday. But they didn't need the help.
but we did anyway.
Yep, yep. We won
we
it anyway. Yeah, we did.
We love did. Y'all, man. I'll let y'all.
You're the man, Paul.
Jack, holla.
All right.
All right. Whew. What was that?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Jack loved that one.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Jack's been pushing that
and
guy.
And he pushed him up to the top of the list.
Has
yep.
been. Yeah, for an hour.
Wanted to see what he had.
Well, we should have got him an hour ago. Yeah. I don't know what he's been doing the last
made,
hour.
Made
yet.
More sense.
Yeah, how many drinks has he had?
Oh, in that man. Hour yeah. waiting.
I love Paul from the Northeast. Should we just go to the text line or should we talk to Trey?
You can go to the text line.
Okay.
Or you can talk to Trey.
Let's talk to Trey.
Yeah, all right.
Trey, we got 90 seconds for you. You're on WIP. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, folks?
What's up, Trey?
What's up, Trey?
Oh, I was calling because, you know, last week the narrative from the people is, you know, Tanner McKee's going to save the season. Mm-hmm. And then Jalen comes in this week and beats the Washington Township Minutemen. Wow. And now it's back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that works.
Think so?
Well, I mean, from a fan's perspective, sure. Well, and last week was more than just about that Chargers game. It was 3 weeks of losing.
I understand, but, I mean, you turned the ball over 5 times and it still took overtime to lose. Like, they dominated that team. Should have smoked the Chargers.
Yeah.
Anybody else turns the ball over 5 times, you're not,
you're not even making it overtime. I agree.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So, and that's at 9-4 team, so, like, whatever. But, yeah, Paul, too, he's straight from happy hour.
Oh, yeah. Happy day.
Or at yeah. happy hour. Yeah, yeah, he's still yeah. there. Yeah,
yeah, it hasn't – happy hour is about 6 hours long for Paul,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. He's on a bender.
Yeah.
No, but, too, Spike.
Yeah.
What's up with your boy Jared McKay, man? You know, he was talking like he wanted the best things to slice bread. Like,
I heard he's going to be a top 15 player in the NBA.
Right. He'll be fine.
You know what I mean?
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine when? What he's on his,
well,
the Delaware
the knee injury he has, the knee injury he has takes a while to recover fully for. If they were a bad team, he would probably be playing 25 or 30 minutes, getting his mojo back, but they're too good a team to just have him out there dribbling the ball off his leg. But if you want to sell your Jared McKay stock, Trey, I will buy every single penny's worth.
Too good of a team.
Yes.
He can't even get on the court over Quentin Grimes, man.
Yeah, but Quentin Grimes is scoring 19 points a game. He's probably the sixth man of the year so far.
The sixth man of the year? Like, what team are you watching, man?
You just called the fight. He is definitely. Hold on. Shut up for a second. Hold on, Trey. Shut up. Trey.
Whatever.
Trey. Shh. Baby sleeping. Hold on. Let me look up the awards odds right now for the NBA. And sixth man of the year. Hold on. If you will indulge me right here.
Indulge
me. Sixth man. He is. Fourth in six man of the year odds.
Wow, fourth. And Maxey was like fourth in MVP a couple weeks ago. How do you think that's going to work?
What is
like,
your point on, here? What is your point here, Trey?
Jared McKean's a bum, bro.
Okay, like, he's a bum.
He's an average player at best. He ain't no difference maker on no real team.
I'll bet you $1,000 for charity he is.
He is what?
A difference maker on a team.
He can't get on the court in front of Quentin Grimes that we threw in
hey,
on the trade, man.
Moron! I just explained to you that it is because he was injured. He had to spend the entire offseason rehabbing. It takes a while to get that knee right after his injury, and he will be fine.
You
Quentin Grimes,
like
hush. Quentin Grimes is not in that situation, is currently ready to contribute, so he is playing more.
He ain't playing because he can't get on the court, man, because he ain't good enough. He scored irrelevant points last year when we were terrible.
He didn't score when we were terrible. That all happened before we were terrible. I mean, we were terrible the whole year.
Been
but
terrible, man. Like, I always wanted to call to attack you with this Sixers stuff. It took
okay.
you well, 2 weeks ago to say Embiid's finally done. The Bulls been washed for 8 years, man. He's Yao Ming, 2025. He's been that.
Well, Yao Ming's in the Hall of Fame, so.
Okay. What did he ever do? What did he ever win?
Oh, he didn't win
He's
anything.
In the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
What did he ever win?
There's a lot. Did Charles Barkley ever win anything?
No.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
That's why he ain't one of the best.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
So the Hall of Fame means you're the best.
Right. He's dumb. I'm happy to debate anybody on Sixer stuff, but he's dumb.
Should have went to the text line first.
Should have went to the text line.
I just want to jump in there and say, but we're ready to trade Andrew Painter. 215.
Well, he had a surgery 2 years ago.
He didn't pitch.
Okay.
215.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extra. He wanted me to take the call because Fritz at 6 is tonight. He doesn't care how late the show goes.
You guys can go till 6:05.
Yeah. For all I care. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Jack, I've ditched analytics for the good old eye test. I'm an eye test man. Jack, when people say it looks like Bryce doesn't have it anymore. Actually, he has the third highest OPS in playoff history as a Philly. Alex in Lancaster.
That's true.
Yep. He gotcha.
Use analytics when it matters.
Yeah, OPS.
Yeah.
You know what I like about Alex in Lancaster? He keeps you honest.
Yeah.
He makes sure the text line's not all about me, so, well, I'm sure the next one. But what's next?
Say what you want about the afternoon show, but it has standards. Yes, you could say, she's of age now, so it's okay, about a person who's been dead for decades. But saying, do you want to get pregnant, is a bridge too far. Mark in Modco.
May Aaliyah rest in peace.
Yes.
God
May
bless
Aaliyah. Rest in peace.
Yes.
What's next?
Your answer is not compelling to me. A young Elliot in math class.
Yeah, he just couldn't get over the
what ice. Was that? Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, it's not compelling to me. It's the answer. I don't know what to tell you. What's next?
Do you really love an opposing team's coach? Do you love him so much that you set aside a whole segment to defend him? Join Spike Eskin for his new Odyssey podcast, I'm Not Even Really a Shanahan Guy. Frank in Ardmore.
I'm not. I'm a McVay guy.
I'm not really even a Shanahan guy.
I'm not, but I'm not going to take the disrespect from Elliot about every NFL coach except for Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni.
And the Belichick stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's totally out of control.
He's like Howard. It's like Howard's texting
yes.
him. Yeah.
Yeah, he probably was.
Yeah. What's next?
You little bees. Ala Abdelnaby responding to the referee Twitter account.
Yep. What's next?
Spike spent all last week demanding that Jalen be benched, and now he hates Japan. Embarrassing. The caller who couldn't name anyone on WIP who called for Jalen to be benched.
stage fright or something?
I give him three chances.
Yeah, he couldn't come up with one person?
One. Just give me one. I'm sure TK did. He could have gotten
definitely
TK.
Definitely TK did.
I'm sure TK did.
When Tom Kelly got mentioned.
Yeah, he did. Jack, what is coming up on Fritz at 6? Everybody's waiting to hear.
Well, Jalen's not getting benched, but Tanner McKee should start on Saturday.
That's where the show's tonight?
Yeah.
God.
To protect Jalen. Oh, did the injury report come out?
So they're ducking. Yeah, they're waiting for us to get off the air to put the injury report out.
They don't realize that you got Fritz at 6.
Yeah,
though.
I don't care.
Well, there's a later practice. I think the locker room doesn't open until 6:15 tonight.
Whatever.
It's still an hour. They're still in time. So yeah. They're probably staying later.
Yeah, well, we're staying on the air till the injury report comes out.
Wait till it comes out.
Yeah.
But to protect Jalen, there's no need for him to play on Saturday.
All right. That is coming up on Fritz at 6.
Can't wait to hear that one.
Oh, yeah.
9-5. What are we talking about?
The division's basically locked
up. It is. The Cowboys are 6-6-1.
All right. That is coming up next on Fritz.
They know your angle.
Oh, yeah. If anyone
he wants
was
to get Tanner McKee out there.
He sure does. He's just curious,
just curious,
right? You're Tanner curious.
That really has nothing to do with Tanner.
All right. That is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. I talk to you about joy. Joy is having your own and pain. Joy is having your own beach house down at the Delaware beaches. Who can bring you that joy? Santa Kasebe. K-S-E-B-E. Adam Kasebe is he's been the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years now. So I know Kasebe very well. Kasebe is based out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach, and no realtor on the face of the planet can do a better job helping you get into your own beach house than Adam Kasebe. It is a competitive market, and maybe that has pushed you to the side. I don't feel like dealing with it anymore. That's okay. Let him deal with it. And you have your own place. Imagine that. Imagine not have to spend $3,000 on a beach house this summer to rent somebody else's house. People are paying you to, you know, stay at your house, and then you have your own place to take your family and friends, maybe a long weekend or in the fall or winter. Oh, come on. And in Delaware, the property tax is super low. So whether it's a Delaware beach house, if you're attached to the Jersey Shore, you've been going there your whole life, reach out to Kasebe too. He's got many connections in the Delaware, down the shore as well. He is your guy. Again, when you're ready to take the leap, you got to use Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him. This is direct sell, 302-864-8643. I bet he'll answer right away, or go to processrealtor.com.
The Eagles eviscerated Vegas.
31-0 shutout. First shutout here since 2018.
Now they have their sights set on the division as they clash with the Commanders. The Eagles Radio Network, presented by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. The Verizon pregame show starts at 3. Then Merrill and Mike have the call.
Another sack for Brandon Graham.
BG got him again.
Followed by the PDQ Restaurant Point of Sale Systems postgame show. Only on your exclusive home for the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of year again. Time for Jack Dell to empty his sack. During the Dell Sack of Saving Sales event. All month long at Dell Chevrolet. Buy with 0% financing and no money down. And with the Dell Vehicle Exchange Program, you can get out of your old car or truck and into a new one. All while keeping your payments the same. Or maybe even make them less. And as an added bonus, each purchase comes with a very special present. Your choice. Spin to win or reach into Jack's sack. And pull out our gift to you. Toys, TVs, tickets, and more. You can tug it, pull it, shake it. But you'll need two hands to lift Jack's sack. Dell Chevy has over 200 trucks and SUVs available. Santa's sack? Got nothing on Jack's sack. Dell Chevy is close, located in the heart of the main line on Route 30 in Paoli. If you're afraid you're going to pay too much for your next car, you don't know Jack. Online at DellChevrolet.com. Say habla español. Together, let's drive.
Jack, sell them for less.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Offers cannot be combined. Excludes taxes.
Struggling to find the perfect gift this holiday season? Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa is here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.